guys, and I'm back on this, I want to say beautiful Monday, like, afternoon. But honestly, today has been a super, like, crazy day for me. Like, literally, guys, it has not been an easy day for me. It's just been a rough all-around day for me, and it just, I don't know why, like, I talked to you guys this morning, and this morning, everything appeared like it was getting better, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna just go into work, everything's gonna get better, I'm gonna push through, and I'm, like, giving you guys tips on how to push through, and I get to work, and everything just falls apart. Like, I literally didn't even feel like myself. I felt just, I didn't want to be at work. I didn't want to be around my coworkers. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to deal with anybody. I was just like, this is, I have to get out of here. And I was panicking. Everybody's at work is trying to basically talk to me and have conversations with me. And I didn't even want to talk to them because I was just so short with everybody. And it really kind of, I don't know, guys. I literally had to call my mom at work and just tell her, like, Mom, I'm not feeling good. Something's not right, blah. And it just, because I've been feeling sick all day. And then I hadn't ate anything all day today. And my mom, of course, she calmed me down to the point where I started to feel better. And then it was just a bad day, guys. A really, really bad day. And then towards, like, end of the day, I started to feel a little bit better. But I don't know why I was feeling the way that I was feeling, and that bothers me that I didn't feel like myself all day long, and I was struggling today, and I've done so well, guys, like, so well with my mental health, and I've been doing so well with the medication, and then to have these, like, last 3 days or so just really mess me up like this, it just really makes me emotional. Like, it makes me want to cry almost, because I've been so strong, and here I am trying to advocate for other people and talk to other people and let them know that it's okay, when inside I'm not even okay right now. I'm dying inside to a certain extent, because I don't know why I've been feeling weird the last couple of days, and it sucks, because I'm like, why do I feel like this? Why can't I just suck it up? Why can't I just, what is it? And I think a part of it is probably my medication. The other part is probably just my anxiety flaring up. But either way, it's just like, I wish I didn't feel the way that I feel. Like, I wish I felt just a little bit better, because feeling like this is just, it's not a good feeling to be feeling the way I've been feeling the last couple of days. And with, you know, mental illness, we tend to go through spells where we just, like I said earlier, we feel good some days and some days we don't feel good. And I've been trying to push through, but I think the reality is I'm probably going to have to talk to my doctor when I see him next month about either changing my medication or lowering my dosage back, because he pushed me up to a higher dosage, and in the beginning it was good, but now it's just like, I don't know. Now I'm not feeling good. I mean, I didn't eat all day, and then when I did go to eat, I got sick. So it was just one of those weird days. I don't know, guys. Like, I really don't know. I'm just trying to push through. That's all I can say. All I can do is pray and hope that tomorrow will be better, because today was just not a good day. It was just one of those days where I just was like, why me? Why me? Why me? And I don't want to throw a pity party, but it was just like, some days mental illness really can drain you and really can drag you down. It really can make you feel not like yourself, not good. And today was just one of those days, unfortunately. I just hope tomorrow I don't wake up with the same attitude or the same feeling. Like, I literally, even like I said earlier this morning, I didn't even want to get out of bed this morning. I was like, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to do anything. I just want to be away from everybody, and I hope that that feeling doesn't go until tomorrow. So I don't know, guys, but I just want to keep pushing, and I just hope anyone out there feeling how I felt today just keeps pushing too, even though it was a tough day. It was just a weird day, but it's only Monday, so I still have the rest of the week to look forward to. So we're going to make the best of it. All of us out there dealing with mental illness, we're going to push through. We're going to make the best of it. And we're going to be happy no matter what is going on in our lives. And we're not going to allow mental illness to take us over. But other than those little things that happened, today was a pretty good day for me. Like, after I left work, I went to the grocery store and picked up more food for my diet that I told you guys about, the keto diet. So I picked up more food for that. I haven't ate bad. I ate pretty good today because I didn't really eat all day, and I got home, had dinner, got sick, blah, blah, blah. And so I haven't really ate bad today. That's one good thing. I didn't eat no sweets or nothing today. I had some fruit a few minutes ago, and I actually didn't get sick from that. So I don't know. Maybe it's what I cooked or something. I don't know. But I don't know. I feel a little bit better, and I'm about to drink some tea and just sit here and relax for a little bit. You know, I'm sitting here in my pajamas. I'm just going to relax for a little bit. But it's not so bad, guys. It's not so bad. You know, that's why I say it's just so important. Like, no one even knew at work that I was, like, not like myself. And I was trying to cover it up. I was trying to push through because I had patients around me. They were trying to talk to me, and all my coworkers were trying to talk to me, and I didn't want to come off like, you know, kind of like bitchy, or like I didn't want to be there, or didn't want to be bothered, didn't want to do my job. But I was like, it's like I was fighting with myself, because it was like there was one part of me who was like, oh, I don't want to be bothered with anybody, just leave me alone, stop talking to me. Then there was another part of me that said, oh, you got to put a fake smile on, you got to start being nice and talk to the patients and do this. So it was like there was this two people, in a sense. And no, I'm not crazy, I'm just saying that it was like one part of me that was like, oh, you got to put a fake smile on, be nice to the patients, have a little cute short conversation to get through it, do getting their vitals and stuff. Then the other part of me was like, why is this person talking to me? I don't want to talk to anybody. So it just was, it was a mess. That's how. But I had to try to keep pushing through, and it was so annoying. I was just like, let me just push through. But yeah, it was just, oh my god, like Mr. Jekyll and Hyde or something. I don't know. That was a mess. It was a mess, guys. It really was. Oh my god, I don't know. Mental illness was just, ugh. Like I said, I don't wish this on my worst enemy, because it's some tough days and a lot of things you just don't know how to deal with some days, and you're just like, ugh. You're a mess some days. Like, today was my mess day. Or let's say the whole weekend was my mess week, a couple days or whatever. So I don't know. But again, guys, like I always say, if you have anything you want me to talk about, please leave me a voice message, or just let me know what you want me to talk about. You can go to my Twitter and all that good stuff if you want to ask me questions. I'm actually going to put the link to my Twitter in my description today, and I'll put the link to my YouTube video that's up now. So if you like my YouTube video, please subscribe to my channel and follow me on Twitter if you have Twitter, and get to know me a little bit. I'll be making more YouTube videos probably at the end of this week and all that good stuff, because sometimes on the podcast, I'll be honest, sometimes I know what I'm going to talk about before I sit down, and some days I just wing it and I just talk about the thing, anything or any topic, just, you know, to kind of start conversation and just things that are bothering me or on my mind in that time. So if you want me to talk about something that's about mental illness or off mental illness, just let me know. It doesn't matter, because of course Fridays are going to be non-mental health days. Those are the days that we talk about whatever and we get kind of random with it, so that should be cool. So keep and every Friday segment is going to be Lighten Up Friday. We did part one and part two, so that means this Friday will be part three and part four. So it's always going to be a different part until we get to a bunch of numbers. So yeah, it'll be a whole bunch of parts to it. But yeah, so just don't hesitate to let me know what you want me to talk about, or give me some feedback on my podcast. I'm open to different feedback, things like that, you know, just whatever you guys want to do, or whatever you guys want to talk about. I know sometimes I get on topic and sometimes I get off topic, but that's typical me. But like I said, having a mental illness is just not easy all the time. We have our days where we're good and our days where we're not, but today was just a weird day. Tomorrow, hopefully, I'll be back on track, and I'm actually going to figure out what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. Probably think about that tonight so I can get a good topic to talk about in the morning for you guys when it comes to mental illness and all that stuff. So I'm probably gonna go ahead and end this, guys, because I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So many things going on. It's back to work again tomorrow morning, so just please pray for me and please hope that I get through tomorrow and be better and everything goes well, because right now I'm just all over the place. And like I said, I got to pull myself together, but it takes time. And to anyone out there in my shoes right now or just dealing with mental illness or mental health issues, you can get through it. We are strong, and I'm here for you. If you want to talk, I'm here. Again, guys, I'm going to end this podcast. I'm signing off, and I will talk to you guys in the morning.